Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know that God always causes all things to work together for good to those who love Him? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, I've just returned from the Ukraine and I did a missions trip over there. And a big shout out to all those who prayed when I was in the Ukraine and even those who supported the Ukraine trip financially. Because of your generosity and your giving, I was able to get there and be a blessing to literally hundreds of people in the Ukraine. And let me tell you what's going on over there from my observations. I was in a western city which is not being touched by the war. The missiles and the drones are not yet hitting the town that I was in. It's called Ushtarod, and I'm really sorry for my mispronunciation if you're Ukrainian. But that western city is a city of refuge. A lot of people who've had to flee from the front lines have gone there to get away from the war, which is on the eastern side of the Ukraine, which is the border of Russia. And, you know, one of my big takeaways was it's a total war. You know, it is a nation at war. The whole border with Russia is a front line. There's 900,000 Ukrainians in uniform now fighting for their national survival. And because we just see snippets of it on the news here in the West, it doesn't feel like total war, but it actually is total war. 50,000 Ukrainians have lost their lives in this war. 100,000 Ukrainians have lost a limb in this war, which is just horrible. And I saw a couple of guys, one very young man with an arm missing on crutches, an ex-soldier. He told a bit of his story about how he was blown up, didn't hear it coming, didn't see it coming, just boom, his life's permanently changed. And not to mention how many Russian casualties there are. A lot more Russians have lost their lives and been wounded and maimed as well. So it's a horrible war. But, you know, throughout history, even in the darkest times, God is still able to shine his light and work things for good. So in the Ukraine, traditionally, the church of the state was the Russian Orthodox Church. The Ukraine were once under the Soviet Empire, the USSR it was called, and the Soviet Republic. And so the Russian Orthodox Church was the prominent church. So churches that are evangelical, like Baptist, for example, Pentecostal type churches, independent churches, historically have been viewed sort of like cults or sects by mainstream society and treated like that as well. And a lot of local people traditionally didn't listen to these churches or trust these churches. And it could even lead to persecution. If a member of the Russian Orthodox Church got saved, for example, in an evangelical church, members of the family or friends or, you know, neighbors could sort of start to view them as someone that's almost joined a cult. So what's happened in this war is that the church has risen up. The church I was working with was a Baptist church in Ushtarod there, and it's the pastor oversees 60 other Baptist churches across the Ukraine. And these churches are doing a lot of aid. The main church I was in, they've turned their church property into a refugee center. They've built dongas, we call them in Australia, which is just tiny little dwellings with two single beds in it in an L shape. No toilet, no bathroom, just two single beds in a tiny cupboard space. And they've built dongas like that to house about 70 people. And on top of that, they do two meals a day that I didn't count the numbers, but I'm guessing maybe 200 people a day come to the church to eat twice a day. And the church is serving food and just blessing people because there is other refugees who aren't living on site in the church, but they're living elsewhere and they come to eat because they're destitute. They've lost everything. And so lots of the evangelical churches are doing this. They're feeding and they're housing refugees. So now these refugees are really respecting these churches and they're honoring these churches and they're realizing, wow, you guys are real Christians. You're helping us. So they're open to the gospel. They're open to the message of Jesus from these churches. So people are getting saved in the Ukraine. As dark as it is and as terrible as this war is, people are now being saved, and it's given these churches a platform that traditionally they didn't have. They were viewed as outsiders, they were marginalized, but now these churches are able to be part of mainstream society because of the incredible work they've done and the incredible sacrifices many pastors have made interviewed another gentleman who's a head of a chaplaincy department in the Ukrainian military there. And he said the chaplains are all getting burnt out and worn out as well, because the soldiers love having the chaplains on the front line because they provide so much comfort and assistance and help to them, including spiritual help. So as dark as it is, as horrible as it is, and I pray the war ends quickly, it's just a nasty war. Jesus is using this to position his church and platform his church. So even when the war ends, these churches will have more significance. They'll have more impact. They'll have a greater voice into their society. So let's pray for the Ukraine, for this war to end. But just another proof that God will always work in this world, no matter how dark it gets.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.